6-2 the final. The Mudcats win. It looks like now we have the skipper down inside the clubhouse. Joe, if you're there, just give me a quick thumbs up. And yes, sir. All right. Well, let's now send it downstairs and catch up with manager Joe Ayrault. You got us okay down there?
Yep. I can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, hey, congratulations on a good win here tonight. You guys erased the early deficit, gave up a couple of homers, but outside of that, you guys kept Fayetteville quiet, and your bats were certainly working here this evening. What'd you think?
I loved it. I mean, Zamora's base running, I mean, to get it rolling, it fired me up. For me, it was like play of the game, got us the momentum back when he was on second base, ground ball to the second baseman, and he hustled his can off, and they bounced the throw to first, and he just kept on rolling. It was awesome to set the tone, scoring the first run, and then the guys coming through with the big hits later. But a lot going on the bases. It was the guys are aggressive, and I love it. I love the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, later on in the ball game, you, of course, had Scipione going from first to third on a ground out to second. Are you kidding me?
He was stealing on the pitch, and I was about to put my arms up to hold him, and he just kept rolling. I was like, well, I've never seen that one before. And then, you know, wild pitch, scored another run. But these guys are playing with some fire. I love it.
Hey, what were you yelling at, or what were you doing to get Alex Hall's attention as he was coming around second trying to get that triple?
I just waved and let's go. I mean, Gabe Holder, our leadoff man, hit the same ball. I had to hold him up at second, but Hall, the ball was kicking around there a tick longer. It fired me up to see a catcher get the first triple for the Mudcats. It fired me up.
There you go. You know what? Actually, I think last season Peyton Henry might have been the first one to get a triple.
Hey, catcher's best. I mean, I'm not just going to say it, but catcher's best athletes out there on the field, my bad.
Hey, they do command everything out there. Okay, so obviously you get some really good pitching too. I wanted to ask you about the home run though that on the Fayetteville side that Barefoot hit. Outside of Monte Harrison, is that the biggest one you've seen so far at this ballpark out the center?
I want to say, yeah, Monte's was a bomb, dead central, and Barefoot's it was launched. I mean, there was a guy, I think De Orlio.
You're right. Yes.
He hit a couple out there that were impressive. I think he hit 3 home runs in a game, and he didn't start for 2 days, and it really surprised me.
Yeah, you're right. That might have been Buies Creek, actually, I think, too. That might have been the Astros system. Yeah, it was. Yep. I remember that now. Trent Grisham also hit one to the right center field side, I think, that was similar to Barefoot's here tonight. The ninth inning, Joe Perez hits that soaring ball off the left field wall. Did it hit the ledge? Is that what it was?
Yeah, hit the white fence. I mean, you could plain as day hear it hitting the wall. And just from being here, you know, last 4 years, when the ball hits the net, it's usually pretty silent. And you might hear a little trickle down onto the wall, but that one clear as day hit the wall, came off. And I think I was out of the dugout while the runner was rounding third, already out there on the field to try to get him to stop it. But I was glad they changed the call. They got it right, and it was a good ending for us. Peyton Long, you know, finished it off for us. Great job.
Yeah, I would imagine that's pretty tough, too, having to kind of reset after giving up what looked to be maybe a home run, or obviously, too, being frustrated about maybe the call being missed, and then having to wait and wait and wait, and then come back with a strikeout of a guy who hit the ball pretty well his first time up, too, tonight in Daniels.
Yeah, Daniels, he's an impressive athlete. He actually reminds me a little bit of a smaller version of a Monte Harrison. I mean, the size, the athleticism, he's going to be a good player.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on the win tonight. You guys are now 4-1, out to one of the best starts that we've seen here. And just keep it rolling, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for your time here tonight.
You got it, and congrats again to you, Greg. You're part of this squad, brother.
I don't know about that, but I'll take it. Thank you, sir. That is manager Joe Ayrault down inside the clubhouse once again. Great stuff. Glad he could join us here live.